Think about it. 51552, give me your 7-word bio, please. I have to say thank you very much to James. James, the band, who you will remember from the 90s, and they got back together a couple of years ago as well. They're coming to play a gig in Dublin. Amongst other things, they're recording their new album in Rack Studios in London, the legendary Rack Studios in London at the moment. Earlier in the week, I caught up with them, had a bit of a chat with them, but first, they played a little something acoustic for me.
Breath of sadness, sit down next to me. Those who find they're touched by madness, sit down next to me. Those who find themselves ridiculous, sit down next to me. In love, in fear, in hate, in tears. In love, in fear, in hate, in tears. In love, in fear, in hate, in tears. In love, in fear, in hate. Oh, sit down, oh, sit down, oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. Sit down, 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 down. In sympathy.
That's James, who are in studio. This is unusual. We don't do a lot of these in studio in London. Tim and Jim, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
You are in studio in London, I hear, or at least I've been reliably informed on it. I don't know whether I'm allowed to ask you about this or not, but I'm going to anyway, because you guys are recording stuff at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, there's this great studio called Rack Studio, which we visited once in the 90s. It's Mickey Most's old studio, the guy who produced House of the Rising Sun and Hot Chocolate and a million other people.
Yeah.
And we're staying there and recording. It's a fantastic place. It's great.
Tell me about over the last little while, because you guys have been doing a lot of live stuff. Obviously, this is leading up to as well. You're coming to the Olympia here in Dublin on the 23rd of August. Is it still something you still get the, you know, the old fire in the belly for?
Live is our language. when we started, James, we, as I was reminded yesterday, we didn't want to make records. We just figured that live was the authentic test of a band, and all we wanted to do was play live. And we ended up making records because the promoters wouldn't take us unless we had a record out.
Yeah.
So it's always been where our strength is.
Yeah, I mean, as one of those people who stands in crowds and watches bands, I think there are a few things more exciting than watching a band go up there and, as you said, from evening to evening go, right, where are we going next? Instead, we're going to do things in a completely different order. I mean, Bruce Springsteen is in our town at the moment, and he's one of those guys who seems to do that as well. He almost seems to just every night do something radically different. Does it keeps it interesting for the audience as well as you guys? Can you tell us anything about the stuff you're recording at the moment? I mean, timescales, when that's going to be out? You're still obviously in the process of just recording stuff at the moment.
Well, I'll just say, by the way, for Springsteen, I think I saw him reform the E Street Band after 15 years. It was about 2004. And that was the first time I'd seen a band come back and it be credible. It was like he was playing new songs, he'd changed all the old songs, the band were hungry. And I remember seeing that gig at Earls Court, and it was one of the best gigs I'd ever seen. And thinking, oh, you can come back and it'd be okay.
Look, I'm hoping that sets some form of a precedent for the gig you guys are doing in the Olympia on the 23rd of August. You've done a couple of acoustic things for us as well. Laid is going to be the second one. And gentlemen, thank you so much for coming into the studio in London where you guys are recording the album and doing a couple of acoustic things for us. Tim and Jim from James. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
On fire with passion and love. The neighbors complained about the noises above, but she only comes when she's on top. My therapist said not to see you no more. She said you're like a disease without any cure. She said I'm so obsessed that I'm becoming a bore. Oh no. Ah, you think you're so pretty. Clothes, messed around with gender roles, lie my eyes and call me pretty. I locked you out, you cut a hole in the wall. I find you sleeping next to me, I thought I was alone. You are driving me crazy. When are you coming home? When are you coming home?